Well, Chris, I don't know if you have the most famous oblique in baseball, but you certainly have the most famous one in Baltimore. How's the rehab coming along?
Good. It's coming along really well. I think everybody's pretty pleased with the way I progressed. I said before we really knew how long it was going to be or what the timetable was, that I didn't feel as bad as they said it was. So I think that was encouraging. And obviously Richie and E and our whole training staff has done a great job of helping me rehab and get back to full strength.
What types of things have you been going through during the rehab process?
The first couple of days, I was really sore. Obviously, whenever you get injured, that's going to be the case. But the first couple of days, it was a lot of rest and ice and stim. And then I had the PRP injection on Monday and was sore a couple of days after that. And we just did some more ice and more stim, did a little bit of ultrasound, and we've actually, lately, we've been in the pool doing some exercises, a little bit of water resistance, and just little things here and there to help me get back.
I looked down from the booth when I got here, and I saw you playing catch with Brian Ebel on the field. Is that the first baseball activity you've done?
It is. And, I hit in the cage today, just off the tee, took some nice, easy swings, and then hit off the tee to see how it felt a little bit. And then obviously played catch, which I don't know if we were planning on doing that. I'm sure these guys have a plan, but I felt good. Take it one day at a time. I think really the telltale sign is going to be tomorrow how sore I am, if I'm sore at all. So we'll kind of play it by ear after that.
When you begin regular baseball activities, is that your decision or is it their decision?
It's definitely a joint decision. We both have to be on the same page and agree, and obviously they're not going to let me do anything. If it was up to me, I'd already be playing again. So, these guys know what they're doing. They've seen this stuff before, and it's a good thing they don't leave it up to the players, because we'd probably be on the DL all the time. I think our instinct is to naturally go out there and go, even when we may not be ready. So, I give a lot of credit to Brian and Richie, and just keeping my feet on the ground and keeping my head strong.
When you went on the DL, you made the statement, I think I could be back in the 15 days. At the time, who knew? But now there's a realistic shot at that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know my body pretty well. Like I said before, I do a lot of work in the off season and even during season trying to prevent injuries. But if you play long enough, inevitably you're going to run into them. I didn't feel that bad. I think I've progressed a lot quicker than guys would have thought. But we still got to take it one day at a time. Today was a big day for me, moving around, doing some baseball stuff. And like I said, tomorrow, if I'm not too sore, hopefully we can take that as a positive sign.
If you are able to come back on Sunday within the 15-day time frame, do you feel you're going to need a couple of rehab games, maybe go get 8 at-bats somewhere in the minors?
Hopefully I can get back into it pretty quickly. Every year in spring training, I feel like it just takes a couple of games to get ready. So, obviously, this isn't the same thing. Going from not doing anything at all to jumping right back into it, I'll probably take a couple of rehab games just to kind of see how my body responds in a game type atmosphere, and hopefully I can come back on Sunday. That's something that I'm trying to do everything I can to get back on Sunday.
How's this been on your patience trying to get back?
It's been interesting. It's definitely taught me a lot about being more patient, and it's kind of been humbling, to be honest with you. There's not much you can do. You just kind of have to wait around and give it time. So it's part of growing up, part of learning, and hopefully I'll never be in this situation again.